Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's Bruno Mars, and here's some tickets for his sold-out show at the Oracle Arena on November 3rd. Call right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 gets the tickets. Bruno Mars.
Completely sold out. That would be such a great show.
Oh, man. Just the few things, you know, live performance that I've seen on award shows and
sure.
stuff. That
or the
guy.
Super Bowl. Did he
right.
Super
yeah,
Bowl?
Yeah, yeah. He, I mean, that's a guy.
I think
that's
he's done the Super Bowl twice. Didn't he do it
he
himself?
A
and then he did
someone.
It with Coldplay.
Yeah, that sounds
here,
right.
I think.
Yeah,
that does sound
yeah.
right. He's just, that's, it just feels like old school, but with modern moves mm-hmm. and just what a show. That's going to be a big one. Totally sold out, and there's only a couple more chances to win these tickets today. So call right now. Call in 97. Get some.
He's easy to like, too. As glammy as he is, which I'm not really into, when you hear his history, you go, oh, good. He deserves success.
He worked hard.
He's a dude who slept outside yeah. as a kid. That's not good.
No. You don't want kids sleeping outside. And yet there's a guy who put it all together and
worked
his
hard and
talents yeah. took him to the top. Congratulations, Bruno Mars, on all you've accomplished.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. It's the same number you're calling when you're trying to win stuff, and we can get texts on that line, too.
Sure, and pictures and video.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you got for us.
Sarah, I love how you get so excited about Game of Thrones music, because I feel the exact same way.
Aww.
Hearing the epic music makes me feel things. When I try to say this to other people, they just don't get it. Why don't they understand how epic it is?
It's not for everybody. Just enjoy that you love it. It is hard, though, when you're talking to someone who's never seen it and has no intention of ever watching it, and you're just like, it's something we could have shared.
They're just not deep enough.
Or they can't afford HBO, you know?
Or
you know.
Maybe they just kind of like it.
Sure. They just think it's okay.
I like it fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not.
Next thing.
You're definitely not rabid for it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay. It has some good moments, and then it has some creamed crap moments that I could live with completely without.
Like Ed Sheeran.
That.
I loved that. I thought that was great.
That didn't bother me. It didn't yeah. take me out of
no.
it.
I was like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
415 says, I'm getting married tomorrow. That's my love celebration and protest against hate.
There you
oh.
go. That's nice.
Yay.
Screw the haters.
I keep the Soar with Reading tab open on my iPad and vote several times every night.
Oh, thank you so much. That's great.
408.
We're at 44.9%.
408 says, loving the new Taylor.
Oh. I'm not warmed up to it yet, I gotta say.
I kind of am. For a moment, I'm kind of into it. I think by the end of next week, I'll like it a lot more.
So I'll hit you over the head with it a few more times.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
You got it.
Maybe you could play it twice an hour.
Okay.
Is Heumann going to the rally at Chrissy Field on Saturday? He should do his man on the street bit or bring back Who is Heumann?
I was thinking about Who is Heumann just the other day, how great you were at that bit. Now everyone knows him, though, so I guess that one's run its course. Now, he's going to go to the counter, not even a protest, just the people who believe in love and inclusion and everyone matters. And it's happening at the Civic Center Plaza. Mm. There's big marches that all lead there. There's all kinds of performances. I think Michael was saying that there are comedians there and other bands. And Michael Franti's playing at 4 o'clock. If you want to go someplace and actually feel good, that's what you should do. And let the haters be alone on the beach over there.
925. And another thing, I realize that you guys might have already realized this yourself, that there are 3 dragons for the 3 Targaryen children, and there were 6 direwolves for the 6 Stark children.
Oh, interesting.
Right, and then the world said, who the hell cares?
I care about that.
You do?
I didn't know that there were 6 wolves.
There were. There were six wolves. One of them was the white wolf, which was crazy because Jon Snow is a bastard. So they each got a wolf. And then the, but the, I don't know all the brothers and sisters of Rhaegar. I thought it was just Rhaegar and Daenerys and Viserys, and she didn't name, oh, I guess she didn't want name one for herself. So that does make, she named one for Drogo, Khal Drogo, the big one.
916 says, I feel you, Vinny. No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age is my third favorite rock song of all times. Okay. They keep a list, it
well,
sounds like.
Some people do.
Packing up to go to the Amalfi Coast, Who Man.
Oh, Who Man. Right.
Looking forward to seeing the most beautiful place in the world, according to you.
I wonder if they're going because you said it was the most beautiful place in the world.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Oh, happy birthday.
Let's see here. Oh, people cheering me on to go get a dog. I can't get a dog right now. This is our rescue, Rizzo.
You are a dog person.
We got her from a kill shelter. She is beyond patient with my six kids.
Oh, my.
This is my naked toddler climbing on her because he pretends she is a panther and he is Mowgli from the Jungle Book.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. A good dog. There's nothing like a great dog. And you're a dog person, and eventually you'll get a dog.
I'm sure.
Especially since you've been doing the research online.
And once
just
he
looking
starts
at
to
dogs.
Research,
as soon as he starts to talk dog. About it, he'll bring things up in a roundabout way on the air, and then we find out that that's because he already did the thing that this whole house thing. Yeah, we just happened to go by an open house.
Are you going to get a Siberian Husky in honor of Game of Thrones?
No.
Don't do it, people.
They have a lot of energy, huh?
You got to do your homework before you get a dog, just like Vinny's doing now.
Good job, Vinny.
Good job, Vinny. Great work.
Thanks,
you have a yard
guys.
Now, too. So.
Well, I don't have anything yet, actually.
When's the closing date?
I don't know.
Today?
He's the only person who ever bought a house who didn't know when the closing date was and wasn't counting down the hours.
We adopted this beautiful 10-year-old pug 2 months ago. He is the best. Love you all.
Aww.
There's a picture. He's really cute. Actually, a lot of cute pictures have been sent in of dogs that were adopted. I heard in the new Taylor Swift song, Fergie, saying, I love my lady lumps, my humps, my lady humps.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I really like Taylor's new song, says 650.
Oh, good. I'm glad because you're going to be hearing it a lot on the Alice. So.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly love Taylor here.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, she's great.
Mm-hmm. Is it in there?
It's not in there. I think what they're saying is that's what they hear.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, I see. I see what you're
saying.
That's what
they think the song sounds
like. Because I hear
like.
Fergie when I hear that new song. Mm.
Yeah, you did specifically say that.
When people start griping about the 45 seconds you dedicate to Big Brother, please remind them we just listened to 5 minutes of you listening to the entire Game of Thrones album, recreating scenes.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure if they're mad or not from that one.
Look at this. Look at this picture.
Let's have a look at this.
At the top there.
Oh. I've seen this theory that Bran
is the bad guy.
Is the Night King.
Oh.
And they're showing that they have a similar looking medallion. They're both wearing, shows them side by side, and they both have this sort of weird, like an arrow pointing down, but with a rounded end and some kind of diamond thing in it. There's clearly some connection between the two of them because Bran brought about his own, you know, the demise of Hodor and everybody by letting the Night King touch him in a vision. And then remember when he sent the ravens out at the beginning of this, or a couple episodes ago? And he saw the Night King walking toward Eastwatch, and the Night King saw the ravens, and they scattered. You don't remember that?
I do remember that, but what? Why?
There's some kind of connection between them, clearly, and they've. I mean, this brooch.
So the ravens were trying to sneak up on him, and
the
he turned around.
Were spying.
Oh.
They, you know, he was the ravens. Like you saw the eyes going white.
And so they pulled the, like, I'm looking over here. What?
Right. And so when he looked at them, they all went, "Whoa!"
I'm not looking at you. What?
Right. So, I mean, I'm sure all will be revealed. And they are moving really, you know, one of the things that's sort of disturbing is they're, you know, half the story used to be them people traveling from one place to another, and like their story, and they would develop as characters as you watch them traveling from one place to another. Like, so much of it was just on, like, Arya was on the road forever.
Yeah.
But then Jon Snow can send Gendry to the wall where he gets a raven off, and I don't know, 4 hours later, early the next day, Daenerys is back with a dragon. It's like I get it, the dragons, air travel is always going to be faster. But it does seem like, boy, they're just jumping and jumping ahead in the story.
Well,
they've only got so much time left.
Right.
So I'm sure we'll find out.
You know, watching things cross the screen repeatedly on its way to wherever it's going gets boring. It's like, let's just fast forward
But so many of the relationships, the Hound and Arya, and their whole relationship developed on the road. And Brienne and Jaime, their whole relationship developed on the road. There are so many stories. And Brienne and Pod, as they're traveling, and their relationship is, there's just so much.
Winter's here, Sarah.
I'm sorry. We got to speed things up.
Right. 415, I'm bawling in my car. Jesus, guys, I'm crying. I hate you guys. LOL.
Is this the story about the kid with the 100 police officers?
Yeah.
My eyes were pricking me. Like, oh, God, don't cry on a Friday on the air.
The public safety community is an amazing family.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Vinny, for the kindergarten cop story. Had me tearing up. Feel good Friday feels.
Oh, it was such a good story. The kid, his dad was a cop who was killed by a drunk driver on the side of the road while he was talking to some driver who was pulled over 3 months before he was even born. And his mom asked, well, on Facebook, Vin, is there a cop around that could walk my kid to kindergarten for his first day? And mounted policemen and a helicopter, and 100.
Over 100 showed up.
It's just such a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Little kid.
And yet, some kid named Troy, as soon as the police walked away, said, I'm going to kill you, kid. Some third grader went, you're dead meat.
I wouldn't have even noticed you if it wasn't for your entourage of policemen. No good deed.
Right. Can I get a birthday shout out for my daughter, Jordan? She turns 13 and Alice is her radio station. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Jordan.
Oh, and thanks for listening. 925 says, you sounded not like yourself announcing those Bruno Mars tickets.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's Friday.
I feel like I sound like myself, but I don't know. I sounded like my sister Tina.
Did you?
I don't know. I didn't notice that I didn't sound like myself.
Yeah, it sounded like you turned on your radio DJ. You're like,
Bruno Mars.
That
tickets.
Was Bruno Mars, Danny. Here's your tickets right now. It's like, I noticed that. That's why.
Well,
I
sometimes you are doing an announcement.
I am a DJ.
Yeah, I mean,
you know.
There's a portion of this that is actual announcing.
It is. They put it in front of you and you announce it. Brought to you by News 10.
Right. 707 says, Vinny and Chippy sounds meant to be.
Aww.
It's not, though. And you know what? The truth is, I'd love to bring all the lonely dogs home with me. All of them. But I just cannot right now.
So true. Dogs, though. They are sweet. Oh, woman, you should get a dog. It'd be a great companion for you.
He hates dogs.
He hates animals.
That responsibility is too much.
That Tay-Tay song is, eh. Katy Perry won the song battle.
Oh.
They both came out with albums this year, right?
Yeah.
I think we'll find out when it's Grammy time who wins the song battle, won't we?
Guess we will.
That's Katie's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of her new ones.
I actually like Taylor's better.
I like other songs from both those people.
Michael Franti is an amazing human being, says 707.
True dat.
Yep.
And he's going way out of his way to be here tomorrow, too.
Yeah, he is.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
He has reserves of energy that are heretofore unseen.
I don't...
He is just
like, he's going to do a show tonight, And for me, that would be like, I gotta sleep, you guys. I can't.
Then he's gonna get on a plane at 5 a.m. and get his ass here for this rally.
Yeah. And then someone texted in he's gonna be doing a benefit on Sunday.
Of course he is. That's what the guy does.
Yeah.
And you've never met someone who is so happy to see you. Like, it doesn't matter who is in Michael Franti's face. I've never seen him not be leaning into anybody he meets and just...
Full on.
Full on. Couldn't be happier to meet you, to see you.
Hug you.
To hear your story.
Hug you and make you feel petite. It's not right, right, Michael. Seriously, handshakes are good enough.
He's big.
He is a big guy. Hmm. 707 says, you think Sergey doesn't listen? Who do you think sends all the human hate texts?
Thanks, Sergey.
Vinny, I was at the Boston Third Stage tour also. I thought that album had some great songs. Oh. Yeah, it was okay, but that first album's the one.
Even the second one pales in comparison.
There's some, I mean, Don't Look Back is a hit.
That's the one, though.
Right.
You listen to the rest of it and you're like, yeah, it's all right. But that first album, everything on that record is so good. Oh, man. I'm going to crank that today.
I don't know what they're referring to. Vinny, that was the best analogy ever, says 619. Sarah's singing voice makes me smile in the morning.
It was about, you said the sound of doobie weed something. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I don't know. But
the music is
but
dreamy.
Boston is so, we talked about it off the air. It's a moment in time that I think we'll miss any kid listening to us playing it. You just don't get it. Like, I had the tape. So that's one thing, a cassette tape that you put in and you couldn't. If you had to fast forward on this cassette tape in the Datsun B210 I drove, it was just fast forward, but it didn't catch. You had to hold it, and it would go. So you just didn't even do it.
Right.
Just put it in and play it. Forget it.
Well, and this was an album you could do that. And not only did we all have it on cassette and on album, but it was on every radio station. I mean, there was a time in our lives when Boston was just, I'm sure there's haters, but I just couldn't get enough of it. And still, to this day, I mean, what's it been? 41 years today. Ago today it was released.
Oh, my God, Sarah. I have seen Boston Live 4 times, and they are note bleeping perfect every time.
I bet they are. You know, a lot of people said you should still go see them. I wouldn't even consider it without Brad Delp, who committed suicide tragically. That singer is no longer with us.
Yeah.
And to me, like for a lot of people, Tom Scholz is behind Boston. But for me, it was always about that guy singing, that guy's melody, his voice. I'd never heard anything like him before.
I would agree with you. And then the more I read about it, kind of undid it for me because that guy, Scholz, did the whole thing.
Genius. But to me, it was all about the voice.
And he just was hiring a singer.
Yep. But he did say once he heard Brad Delp singing that he'd never have. He was like, that's it. I heard the voice that went with what I had envisioned, and I would never work with anyone else. And I assume that he has if they're still touring as Boston. So
how
he
long
broke
ago
his promise.
Did he die?
Oh, God, at 10. Least 10 years ago. Yeah.
That's my guess.
He lit a hibachi in a bathroom and died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Really?
Yeah. Such a strange thing.
When Vinny went and saw Boston, was it Brad Delp?
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been.
I was in high school, so I would have been, it would have been 86 or 87, maybe.
I remember we had all waited so long for that third album because the first two came out pretty quickly, and then 8 or 10 years or something went by before the next one came out.
How was it?
Stunk. You know, you wait that long, and then Amanda's the only song on there. There were actually a couple songs that, because sometimes I'll tell Alexa, the home device, to play Boston, and she'll play songs. I'm like, I don't even know that song.
Was it? I'm going to hold you by surprise and make you realize, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Was it that?
Hold you by surprise, yeah. That's right. The one.
My friend flies Sammy Hagar's plane. He was in Las Vegas last year for the big fight and sent pictures of all the private jets. It was crazy insane. Sammy's got a plane.
Of course he does. Why wouldn't he? He's Sammy Hagar. That guy.
Have you been on his plane?
No.
You're one of his friends.
I'm not one of his friends.
Did you hang at his birthday party
No, his wife asked me to put a set together, and so we did that.
Have you ever had dinner with Sammy Hagar?
Yes, but you're making it.
We got to go to break.
Be,
we're out of time.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay!
It's nap time, so we can stay up past 10.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo. 10, you guys are crazy.
I know.
It's like 7:30 if I make it.
We're gonna go wild tonight. It'll be 10:10, I'll be like,
yeah.
Okay, man, I'll just stay up for a little.
Well,
right out.
The rest of you get after it this weekend. Have a great time. I know you're going to have a party at your house.
Yeah,
that should be good.
Watch the fight. Mm-hmm. Should be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Still a chance for you guys. So you both invited.
I had a dinner party with the McCutcheons. Yeah. I'm busy. No. Sorry, though.
Thanks. I'll be waiting home for John.
All right.
It's what I do now.
Yeah. Does he love the job?
He loves it.
Oh, good. That's
Autobahn
so exciting.
Motors, everyone. Ding, ding.
That's where you got to go get your Mercedes from. Boy, yeah. He's going to have an edge on everybody else.
How
be
so?
Be like, I want, where's Johnny V? I want to talk to Johnny V.
Right.
That's so funny. Well, it's funny for him to do such a big career shift at this point in his life. I hope that this is all his dreams come true.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, have a great weekend.
Be careful out there with all the stuff going on.
Enjoy the fight. Enjoy Game of Thrones. Big Brother also on Sunday night. And we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.